You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We're always trying to connect the dots, integrate the natural level and the supernatural level, from a Catholic point of view and a Christian point of view. My name is Art Bennett. Today we're talking about problem resolution. Sometimes we have issues, we have bumps in the road, we have the cross we have to carry, but you know, we want to get these things behind us. We want to resolve problems. And to do this, we brought in an expert, if I can call him that, one of the most renowned and prominent and innovative practitioners of marital and family therapy, but also of communication in general. Dr. Bernard Gurney is coming back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Dr. Gurney, welcome back to the program.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Let me tell the people a little bit about you. Dr. Gurney is the founder of the National Institute of Relationship Enhancement. He is currently the director of that institute. He's an adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Maryland, professor emeritus of family studies and counseling psychology at Pennsylvania State University. He's produced about 80 articles and chapters, 4 books, numerous manuals, training tapes, and films in the areas of individual marital and group therapy and family therapy. He's spent his life, really, professional life, helping people gain confidence and competence in resolving problems. He helps us overcome the fears we might have about issues and gives us the skills, real practical skills, on moving forward. And we're going to take advantage of his expertise and his knowledge to talk about how to resolve problems that occur in marriage through our communication. Well, Dr. Gurney, first of all, maybe we should start off with something you emphasize in your writings, I think is very important, is problems are inevitable in the very best of marriages. I guess from a Christian point of view, we can say we're going to run into a cross every once in a while. That's just the way it is. And that doesn't mean a marriage is on the rocks or in trouble. That's just a product of being close and intimate. Is that correct?
Oh, I believe that absolutely. Yes.
So we should need not be defensive about the bumps in the road. We should say, here they come, here they are. Let's figure out a way to acquire the skills and abilities to deal with them. Is that right?
That's completely right.
Okay. Well, let's see. Your model is very practical. I think you kind of break things down into two major skills. I mean, how to listen and how to talk.
Right.
I think where you put it, how to express ourselves and how to be empathic. Can you just very briefly tell us why we would want to kind of become a little more skilled at listening, a little more skilled at talking, so that that can help us solve problems and get things behind us?
Well, exactly. I mean, that is the reason, is that it will help you to resolve the problems. That is very facilitative. That if you don't make it a point to listen carefully to the other person and to show them that you have understood what their thoughts and feelings are, then you're much less likely to be able to resolve a problem. Once you understand that, and they understand you, then you understand them, and they understand you, then you're ready to really get into the nitty gritty of, well, how shall we work this problem through, so that your needs are met and also my needs are met. And that's what you aim for. Once there's this understanding, you know what each other wants and what they don't want, then you can work on how do we make that happen.
I think it's really important to highlight that, because sometimes with our biggest problems, generally we haven't been indifferent to them. We've given it a shot. We've tried to bring it up a few times. But sometimes with some of the problems, just the act of bringing it up kind of gets the hair on our back start. We have such a history of, oh, we haven't resolved this one. Or every time I bring up this issue, oh, boy, we just get into an argument. So the temptation is to stonewall or just hope the problem goes away. But so your model, I think, which emphasizes some acquisition of skills, kind of gives us the confidence that we can lean into these things and kind of go after them. And so what are some of the major skills you advance to sort of help people gain in that confidence and competence?
Well, the three major skills are empathic skill, which means being able to identify with the other person's position and feelings for the moment, and to try and look at it the way they look at it and let them know that you are capable of understanding what their outlook is and what their feelings are. That would be the empathic part. And the second part is expressive skill, which means that the way you say things are designed and there's some discipline involved in that, and that what you want to do is to express yourself fully and openly and honestly, but in such a way that it's minimally threatening to the other person, least likely to arouse a defensive stance in the other person. more likely to make them say, oh, well, okay, I didn't know you looked at it that way, and I appreciate your telling me. So that's what you're looking for in the way that you express yourself. So those are the principles, and then once you do that and both people understand each other, then you're ready to solve the problems.
So when you acquire these skills, now, I think it's important to highlight, because I think there's something about that that almost seems counterintuitive. You're saying, I'm going to solve the problem better let's talk about empathy first, if I identify with the other. Because sometimes when we have a problem, we're very, very tempted, are we not, to really push our agenda, to really make the other person understand what the heck is going on and how they're messing things up for us. You're saying, actually, we might get more bang for the buck, more mileage here, if we kind of identify with the other person, even if we're at loggerheads. Is that right?
Yes, and that, as you say, that is counterintuitive, right? But it pays off. We know that now. I mean, through years and years of doing this.
And I think it's important to highlight, too, because the goal here isn't just to become more touchy-feely, because I can imagine all the guys listening here going, oh, brother, who needs this? It's really to be more practical. I mean, one will be more intimate, and who's got a problem with that, but also to really resolve problems. Because I think sometimes we're worried, if we get into all this emotional stuff, we start talking about this stuff, it doesn't really go anywhere. I mean, we just hash stuff back and forth over and over again. I get tired of it. She gets tired of it. This is intended to resolve problems and to move on. So identifying with the other person, can you help us understand a little bit better what you mean by identifying with the other person?
It means being able to put, I mean by that, being able to put yourself in the other person's place and to walk in their shoes for momentarily as they express themselves, and to show them that you've been able to do that by letting them know you feel this way about it, this is the way you look at it, and tell, repeat back to them without being pedantic about it or using the same words, and making sure that they understand that you understand them. That's the principle. And then after you've done that for either one exchange or for letting them speak many times while you empathize, and they then calm down, they look ready to listen to you, then you tell them how you think. And if they should do the same for you, they should also learn the skills. But even one person doing this can, even if the other person doesn't understand or use the skills, can be extremely helpful. And it's helpful for any relationship, really, as I think you pointed out, that it's not just, in this relationship. These skills are valuable throughout the place, wherever you have important relationships and want to accomplish something with the other person.
We're talking with Dr. Bernard Gurney. We're talking about how to resolve problems. And Dr. Gurney has kind of come out of the gate saying that one of the first things we need to do, and he admitted it's a bit counterintuitive, so we need to pay attention to this, broaden our minds a little bit. One of the first things we want to do is identify with the other, not just push the other to our point of view, not to just kind of assertively say this is the way it is, but rather identify with the other. That's going to help us resolve problems. We're going to continue this discussion with Dr. Gurney. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We'll be back with you in just a moment.